Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you, too. If you remember, last week we read the story of Helaman and the 2,000 young warriors. The people of Ammon had promised God that they would never fight again. They lived near the Nephites, and the Nephites protected them. When enemies of the people of Ammon attacked the Nephites, the people of Ammon wanted to break their promise and help the Nephites fight. Helaman and the other Nephite leaders did not want the people of Ammon to break their promise to God. The young sons of the people of Ammon had not made the promise. They wanted to help the Nephite army fight for freedom. 2,000 of these young men chose to defend their country. They asked Helaman to be their leader. These young men were valiant, brave, and strong. They were also honest and trustworthy, and they kept the commandments of God. Helaman led his 2,000 young warriors into battle. He called them his sons, and they called him their father. Although the sons of Helaman had never fought, they were not afraid. Their mothers had taught them to have faith in God and to know that He would help them. Helaman and his army fought several battles against the Lamanites. These young men obeyed all of Helaman's orders. They fought bravely and helped drive the enemy away. After the battle, Helaman found that all his sons had been hurt, but not one had been killed. It was a miracle. Helaman was very happy. He knew that these young men had been protected because of their great faith in God. We also read about Captain Moroni and Pahoran. Captain Moroni was happy to hear that Helaman and his army had taken back much of the Nephite land from the Lamanites. But Helaman and his army needed help. They did not have enough soldiers to defend so many cities. Captain Moroni wrote a letter to Pahoran, the chief judge and governor. He asked Pahoran to send more soldiers to help Helaman's army. The Lamanites attacked a Nephite city that Helaman had taken back. They killed many Nephites and chased the rest from the city. Angry with the government leaders because they had not sent help, Moroni wrote another letter to Pahoran. Captain Moroni wrote that many people had been killed because Pahoran had not sent more soldiers. If Pahoran did not quickly send men and food, Moroni would take his army to Zarahemla and take what his army needed. Soon, Moroni received a letter from Pahoran. He was very sad that Moroni and his armies were suffering. Pahoran told Moroni that a group of wicked Nephites called Kingmen did not want him to be chief judge. They had forced him and his supporters out of Zarahemla. Pahoran added that he was gathering an army to try to take back Zarahemla. The Kingmen had chosen a king to be their leader and had joined the Lamanites. Pahoran was not angry at what Moroni had written. He wanted the Nephites to be free too. He asked Moroni to bring a few men to help him and said that if Moroni gathered more men along the way, the combined army could take back Zarahemla. Captain Moroni was happy that Pahoran was still loyal to his country and still wanted freedom for his people. With a few of his men, Moroni went to meet Pahoran. He carried the title of liberty and thousands of men joined them along the way. The combined armies of Moroni and Pahoran marched against Zarahemla. They killed the king of the wicked Nephites and captured his men. Moroni then sent food and 12,000 soldiers to help the Nephite armies. These armies drove the Lamanites out, and there was peace again in the land. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us the story of Hagoth in chapter 36 of Book of Mormon Stories.
About 55 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, thousands of Nephite men, women, and children left Zarahemla and traveled north.
One of them, a man named Hagoth, built a large ship and launched it into the West Sea.
Many Nephites took food and supplies and sailed north in his ship.
Hagoth then built other ships that carried people to a land northward.
The first ship returned and picked up even more people.
One other ship set sail. None of the ships returned, and the Nephites never knew what happened to the people.
It's a time of relative peace for the Nephites. And so they're a little confident and a little more bold in their society, and they're starting to spread out. They want to spread out and explore new territory. And in the scriptures, it talks about a man who was really curious. Who was that man? Daniel.
Hagoth.
Yes. And what did he want to do, Anders?
He wanted to build ships and launch them.
Yes. Why would he want to do that, Daniel?
He wanted to explore and find new places to live.
Yes. And isn't it interesting that it mentions that in the scriptures? Why do you think it mentions this curious man, this explorer, in the scriptures? What does that tell you about the spirit of exploration and curiosity? Anders.
That you can do pretty much anything. And you can do it with the Spirit's help.
That's true. You can do anything with the Spirit's help. And we all have different talents and things we like to do, right? All sorts of different things. And the Spirit can help us with any of our talents. You know, the scriptures,
they're a big book, right? The Book of Mormon is pretty big. But even Mormon, who was putting it together, said that it was going to be too big and he couldn't put everything in. So he just selected a few special things to put in there and a few special stories. So it's always interesting to me whenever they have a little something about someone in the scriptures, it makes my mind perk up and think, boy, this must be important for us to know about. Isn't this interesting? So evidently, Heavenly Father likes it when we have a curious mind and when we like to explore and like to do things with our talents. And he also wants us to know that other people that are out and around in the world, some of them could have been from the people who went on Hagoth's ships. Like, you know, some of the islands out there, where did those people come from? Is it possible that they came from the ships of Hagoth? Yeah, and so it tells us a little bit about how different peoples got around in different places of the world. I think it's way cool. What do you think about that story, Mason?
That it makes me want to explore some stuff, too.
Me too. Okay, so Hagoth was curious. He built the ships. He sent off the first ship. And then what happened? Daniel?
They found new lands and came back and made more ships.
Exactly. And did more people go, or was that it?
More people went, and then they never came back.
Fascinating. So more people went, and they never came back. What do you think they found? What do you think happened to them, Gabe?
They found a new land.
They found a new land. What did the people that were left at home think maybe happened to them? Rebecca?
That they maybe died.
Yeah, or got lost at sea or something. But I think that they found new lands. Listening to Scripture Stories, let's continue to chapter 37, Nephi and Lehi in prison.
Nephi and Lehi were Helaman's sons. Helaman wanted them to be righteous like the Lehi and Nephi who left Jerusalem.
Helaman taught his sons to believe in Jesus Christ.
They learned that forgiveness comes through faith and repentance.
Nephi and Lehi went to teach the word of God to the Nephites and Lamanites. Thousands of people were baptized.
When Nephi and Lehi went to the land of Nephi, a Lamanite army threw them into prison and did not give them food for many days.
The Lamanites went to the prison to kill Nephi and Lehi, but could not because they were protected by a ring of fire that would have burned anyone who tried to touch them.
Nephi and Lehi were not burned by the fire. They told the Lamanites that God's power was protecting them.
The ground and the prison walls began to shake. A dark cloud surrounded the people in the prison, and they were afraid.
A voice from above the darkness spoke. It was quiet like a whisper, but everyone could hear it.
The voice told the people to repent and stop trying to kill Nephi and Lehi.
The voice spoke three times, and the ground and prison walls continued to shake.
The Lamanites could not run away because it was too dark and they were too scared.
All right, let's stop a minute and talk about what we've read so far. Now, who was Helaman? Daniel?
He was the captain of the army and he led the 2,000 stripling warriors.
Okay, why did Helaman name his sons after Nephi and Lehi? Sydney?
Because he wanted them to be just like Nephi and Lehi, who were obedient.
That's exactly true. And they were so righteous, he wanted them to live up to that great name, huh? What are some of the things Helaman taught his sons, Gabe?
To forgive and believe in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. And what did Helaman teach about forgiveness? Rebecca?
That forgiveness comes through faith.
Awesome. Anyone else have thoughts on that? Sydney?
Forgiveness comes through faith and repentance.
Yeah. What have your parents taught you personally that has helped you in your life? Anders?
Forgive other people if they do something wrong to you.
Wonderful. Gabe?
They have taught me to keep the commandments, forgive others, and serve people.
That's excellent. Sydney?
To pray.
Awesome. So your parents teach you things just like Helaman taught his sons. It's no different. Hundreds of years ago and today, parents need to teach their children these wonderful, true principles. How were Nephi and Lehi protected in the prison? Anders?
By a ring of fire.
Wow. Is that neat or what? A ring of fire. And who was causing the ring of fire? Sydney?
Heavenly Father.
Yes. Why were they protected that way from Heavenly Father? Rebecca?
Because no one else could touch them or try to kill them.
Yeah. But how is it that Heavenly Father's power was so strong around them that they could call on Heavenly Father's power?
Because they had faith in him.
Absolutely. They had faith in him. Okay, so I have a question for you. How might we be helped if we are worthy? Sydney?
If we're in a bad situation and we ask Heavenly Father to protect us or help us, then we know that he will help us.
We can also have faith, just like they did, huh? How did Jesus Christ communicate with the Lamanites in the prison? Daniel?
He communicated with them in a silent whisper that everybody could hear.
Yes, and where did they hear it? Did they totally hear it with their ears? Anders?
In their hearts.
Yes, penetrated deep into their hearts. And what was the voice like, Gabe?
A whisper that everyone could hear.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a big, giant shout, big, powerful, shaking-the-earth shout. It was just a still, peaceful voice. But it was powerful. What did the Lord say to the Lamanites? Sydney?
To repent.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue with the story and see what happens to Nephi and Lehi.
A Nephi who had been a church member saw that Nephi and Lehi's face were shining through the darkness.
Nephi and Lehi were looking toward heaven and talking.
The man told the Lamanites to look. They wondered whom Nephi and Lehi were talking to.
The man, who was named Aminadab, told the Lamanites that Nephi and Lehi were talking to angels.
The Lamanites asked Aminadab how to get rid of the dark cloud.
He told them to repent and pray until they had faith in Jesus Christ.
The Lamanites prayed until the dark cloud was gone.
When the darkness left, the people saw a pillar of fire all around them.
The fire did not burn them or the prison walls.
The Lamanites felt great joy, and the Spirit of God filled their hearts.
A voice whispered, saying they would be comforted because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
The Lamanites looked up to see where the voice had come from.
They saw angels coming down from heaven.
About 300 people saw and heard what happened in the prison. They went and told others.
Most of the Lamanites believed them and put away their weapons.
The Lamanites stopped hating the Nephites and gave back the land they had taken.
The Lamanites became more righteous than the Nephites.
Many Lamanites went with Nephi and Lehi and taught both Nephites and Lamanites.
Okay, let's think about the story now. What did Aminadab tell the Lamanites to do so the cloud of darkness would be removed? Daniel.
He told them to pray.
Yes, He told them to cry out to the voice, right? The voice that they were hearing and that they didn't know who it was. And he said, pray to the voice. All right, good. And what happened to the Lamanites after the darkness was taken away? Sydney.
They put away their weapons and they gave back the land that they took away.
Yeah, so what do you call that when you're sorry and you give back things that you've taken and you try to be better?
Okay. Repented?
They repented. Exactly. They did repent. We read that the Spirit of God filled the Lamanites' hearts. How does it feel to have the Spirit in our lives? Mason?
It feels good because when we're having trouble, we can ask the Spirit for help.
Yeah. Anyone else? How does it feel to have the Spirit in your life? Sydney?
It makes me feel a warm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Daniel?
It feels very comforting.
Okay. Gabe?
It feels good inside to me, and I want it to stay.
That's wonderful. And how about you, Sydney?
It feels good inside.
Awesome. Rebecca, how do you feel when the Spirit is in your life?
Well, I always feel really happy.
Me too. I feel really happy too. Okay, why would the Lamanites be comforted? Rebecca?
Because they had the Spirit with them after they said their prayer.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they were afraid to begin with? I think so. Daniel?
Because they had faith.
Yes, because they have faith. What comforts you guys if you're afraid or concerned or upset or sad or anything like that? Okay?
My mom and dad.
Great. Daniel?
Reading a book.
That can be comforting. Sydney?
Singing a church song.
That can be really comforting. That really brings a spirit. Mason?
Sleeping.
That's very comfortable, I'm sure. And what about if you're very concerned or very upset? Who is the one person who can really comfort our hearts so we feel peaceful?
Jesus Christ.
That's right. And how does he speak to us usually?
The Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What did the Lamanites do after seeing the angels?
They felt great joy.
They felt great joy. That's interesting. I wonder why the angels would make them feel great joy. Sydney?
They went and told others.
And they told others about it. Yes. After this whole experience, they wanted to share, didn't they? How did those who were converted change their actions? Daniel?
They threw away their weapons.
That's a good thing to do. Sydney?
They gave back their land.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rebecca?
Well, first they wanted to kill Nephi and Lehi, but then they didn't when they were converted.
Mm-hmm. They stopped being angry and they started being nice, huh? You know, the Spirit has a way of doing that to us. If we're kind of a grumpy, angry person, if we keep the Spirit in our hearts, then we end up being a nice, happy person. Isn't it amazing how that works? So how should we live so that we can have the Spirit in our lives all the time so we can be nice, happy people? Rebecca?
You can keep the commandments.
Yes, keep the commandments is an important one. Sydney?
Pray.
Mm-hmm. Gabe?
Forgive and repent.
Yes. Daniel?
Be righteous.
Yeah, exactly. Anders?
Read scriptures daily.
That's very helpful, isn't it? Mason?
Go to church.
Yes, all those things will help us keep the Spirit with us daily. That's wonderful. Children, as we repent and have faith in Jesus Christ, we will feel great joy and the Spirit of God in our hearts.
Through everything I see.
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all that He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read chapter 38, The Murder of the Chief Judge. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can get you a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next time!